What's up, fellas? All right, guys. So today we're here to talk about why it's important to shit test women. All right. And here's the thing, guys. This is advanced game. All right. I don't want no guy that ain't had no ass in 6 months, you know, asking me about this strat. This is not for you. This is for guys who have rotations. And I want to start making sure that I do some advanced game, because I know a lot of you guys been following me a long time, and so a lot of you guys have rotations. And what I'm trying to do is I want to make sure you keep them, all right? I look at rotation, guys, just like business. You don't want to be constantly having to get new clients. And once you got like a set rotation and shit like this, other than girls misbehaving and shit like that and you tossing their ass to the side of the road, if you got a 5-girl rotation and they cool and they know you dating other women, you want to keep them motherfuckers, all right? That's why I want to make sure I, you know, be doing things that help you guys keep these rotations. Ain't nobody got time to be constantly trying to build up a fucking rotation, all right? So if you got 3, 4, 5, 6 girls, whatever the case may be in your rotation, my job is at this point is I want to start trying to help you guys maintain that shit. Now, we all know women do they fuckery, and you can't account for women acting up or whatever, and you have to toss their ass to the side of the road, which is how you get them to submit, all right? So make sure you guys keep doing that. Do not keep no fucking masculine-ass bitch in your rotation just so you can have a rotation, all right? When they start doing that, kick their ass out, let them come begging back. If they don't beg back, to hell with them, all right? So the first thing I want to talk about, guys, is why we got the advanced guys have to shit test. Guys, you have to shit test because you want women that are comfortable with you dating other women, all right? You don't want no woman that's putting pressure on you from the get-go about a relationship. Ain't nothing wrong with a woman wanting a relationship. You want to stay away from women who are looking for a fucking relationship, all right? Ain't nothing wrong with a woman wanting a relationship. That's cool. I get that. But you want a woman that has the mindset of, hey, you know, whenever the right guy comes along. But you don't want a woman that goes into every fucking date or every guy she's fucking with as a potential husband. You want to weed those needy bitches out. Now, I told you guys, I call these women high interest women, which is true. But here's the thing, guys. You want women that can control their high interest, all right? And I give y'all guys a good example. Don't you guys go out and date women that you have high interest in? Don't you have women that you would like to pursue like a little bit faster or want, like, man, I would love to have a relationship with her? But you fucking control it, all right? Because you know it's going to run her off. Well, the same thing goes for us, guys. We don't need no women in our, listen, I get you got high interest, but I don't need no woman that's trying to push up on me too fucking soon. So I get you got high interest. That's nice and dandy. But I don't need you fucking just blowing me up all day, every day. All right? You can show high interest. You can initiate contact. Cool. But I still don't need you hitting me up 10 times a day. There's a balance to everything. All right? High interest means she initiates you. That don't mean she blow you up all fucking day. All right? That's the thing with that, guys. So what we testing for, guys, we just want to make sure that women can control their high interest, all right? And we want to weed out the women that are looking for relationships, all right, guys? So that's the main thing. You know, women test for confidence and shit like that. We test it because we test to see if women can control their high interest, all right? So that's the thing with that, guys. Make sure that you do these fucking shit tests, very imperative. And I'll tell you guys why. Let's say, hypothetically say, you got girls in your rotation and shit like this here. You don't want some girl throwing in your fucking face every time you fucking turn around. Oh, so you gonna be with your other girls this weekend, huh? That's the shit that they say, guys. All right, when you deal with women like that who are looking for a relationship, or guys who are not, women who are not understanding that you are dealing with other women, they always throw these little shots in and shit like that. Whenever you take a little trip, oh, who you taking on the trip with you? All right, so that's the thing with that, guys. You want to stay away from women like this. You want to deal with women that know that you like to take your time and they can respect that. All right, now how do you shit test them? Anything, guys, that's, you know, presupposes that you have low interest, all right? So if you want to shit test a woman, all you got to do is act like you have low interest, all right? That's all you have to fucking do, all right? The women that are not looking for relationships and shit like this right here, they'll be able to withstand it. I tell you what, you call a woman that's looking for a relationship or something like that, guys, a week later, and I tell you right now, She won't answer the fucking phone. A woman who just casually dating guys, I am telling you right now, you can hit her up 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It don't matter. She don't look at you. She's just dating. Alright, guys? So it don't matter. When you do a woman that looking for a relationship or something like that, you'll see it rubs her the fucking wrong way because you carrying yourself like you have fucking low interest. Alright? Now here's the thing. If she initiated contact and shit like that right there, what I told you guys, how to handle these girls and stuff like that, but at some point, you're going to back off, all right? Because what I told you guys, if you're dealing with a woman that has high interest, if you keep on reciprocating the high interest, what's going to happen? She's going to pull back. Funny how that fucking worked, all right? So you can reciprocate it to a premium. You can't just keep doing it. So let's hypothetically say she reach out to you. You know, good morning, hey, how your day going? You waited 3-4 hours for the initial response back. Then she texts right back. Then you waited 15 minutes to text her back again. Then she texts you again. Now it's time for you to pull back a little bit, all right? Because if you keep going, now her interest is going to start to drop because now you're seeming too available, all right? So it's a balance to it, all right? So all 1 minute you got this girl who has high interest and you like, okay, AMS said balance it. But then now you're starting to seem too available, and then now she starts to pull back, all right? So that's the thing with that, guys. It's a balance to the shit. You want a response. She got high interest. And even the next day, you can initiate contact. But let's hypothetically say the next day you initiate contact, and she hit you right back. Wait 15, 20 minutes, and you hit her back. And then she keep going. Now you got to pull back, all right? Because now you're going to start to seem too fucking available, all right? So it's always a balance to this shit. All right, that's the thing with that, guys. But you want to make sure that once you got a rotation, all right, once you got a rotation, you have to shit test women. Don't worry about trying to do this, guys, if you have one fucking girl. I probably wouldn't even say worry about doing this if you have two fucking girls. But if you're a guy who's dealing with five women or something like that right there, you ain't going to be able to see that woman all the time. And let's hypothetically say, okay, she does have high interest. But let's hypothetically say you're a guy with 4-5 girl rotation. All right. And let's hypothetically say it's Wednesday night. And let's hypothetically say you with your Wednesday chick and she hits you up. Good evening. How was your day? You see what I'm saying? You want to have a woman that's cool with you taking your time. Maybe you can't even hit her back to the next day because you with your chick or something like that. Or your Wednesday chick. So you might can't even hit her back to the next day. You want women that are cool with that, that understand, well, maybe probably with another girl or something like that. And the same thing goes for you guys. All right? Sometimes you guys will hit a woman up, text a woman, and she won't respond to it till the next day. All right? She's obviously with another dude, all right? That's just the way it is, all right? She could have been playing a game, but she probably was with another dude, all right? And if you act needy and shit like this or get upset or get butt hurt because she took so much, you think she wants you in her rotation? All right, so guys, it goes both fucking ways, all right? Everybody, if once y'all guys get to a rotation, you will see why women get turned off by needy dudes. All right, this only applies to guys who have rotations because women always have a rotation. Guys, listen here. Every woman that you're dating right now that's at least a 7 and above, I guarantee you is dealing with 3 or 4 dudes right now. I guarantee you. All right, so anything that comes across as needed to you, start to bust her groove because she can't be all the slut that she want to be. All right, so she try to weed your ass out of there because you don't understand that she got to be all the slut she can be. Alright, so that's why you turn them off when you do shit like that, when you over pursuing shit like that, because now you prevent her from being all the slut that she can be. Alright, the same thing goes for us. When you dealing with a woman and you got your rotation and shit like that, and she all up in your ass like that, she preventing you from being a good slut. Alright, so that's imperative that you guys shit test these women. And guys, be quite frank with you, if you see that after you fuck them a couple times, you probably want to get rid of them, because from my experience, it never stops. All right, they always throwing little shots. They always got these little snide remarks and shit like that. You kind of want to weed them out. They ain't never going to be cool with you dating the women, the amount of women you dating. All right, so please remember, guys, this is advanced game. This is for guys that got at least 4 women, if maybe 3, but I would say at least 4 women in rotation. And this does not go for you guys with 1 or 2 girls. Let's get that straight. I mean, 1 or 2 girls. Let's get that straight right now. All right? This does not apply to you. All right? And why does I say that it don't apply to you guys? Because the situation that I just said about being with a chick on a Wednesday or something like that, you typically won't have this problem. If all you got is one chick into your rotation, you are mightily available. All right, so you don't have to worry about that. But for guys that got a five-girl rotation or something like that, it is commonplace. Man, I can get to some point sometime, guys, where I can have one chick that stay far away, some come spend the weekend. All right, if she stay far away. Now, I don't got that now, but let's hypothetically say I had a girl that stayed six hours away or something like that right there. All right, so obviously this is a girl I'm not going to see that often. Maybe I see her once a month or something like that. This is the type of girl that you would have to come Saturday and Sunday. So what that mean, any other girls that hit me up that weekend, I'm dead. Alright, I'm dead, and I wouldn't lose no fucking sleep about it. And what you would want is you would want women that are cool with that. They probably figure he probably had another chick over and shit like that. You want women that's good with a dude dealing with other women. You don't want a woman that's trying to make you be something that you don't want to be at this very moment. Alright, so you need to weed they ass out. Alright, just respond, you know, when you meet them. Don't ask them out for a week or something like that. See how they handle it. Alright, even if they showed you high interest, you can respond, but don't ask out, all right? Or say you can initiate contact, but don't ask out. See how cool she is with it, all right? See if she get butt hurt about it, all right? You want to weed them motherfuckers out, all right? They ain't going to be nothing but a pain in the fucking ass, all right? And on my next subject, one of my dudes asked me, how can an older dude date younger women? Well, here's the thing with this, guys. If you're an older guy, the situation is this right here. You never want to make her feel like she's with her dad. All right? That is the biggest thing. All right? And the biggest thing with that going to be, a lot of the time, guys, style. All right? Like, I'm 38. If I'm with a woman that's 22... Alright, I ain't finna go in there and put on some khakis with that Grandpa Gray sweater on or something. Like, I'm older now, so I dress more conservative. But if I'm with a younger chick, I'ma put on some jeans or polo shirt or something like that. I do dress more conservative, but you never want a chick to feel like she's with her grandpa. Alright, and before I say that, go any further, please believe this don't mean you're gonna put on some fucking jerseys with a fucking hat turned around to the back. That's not what the fuck I said. Everything is with balance, guys. Alright, so I don't want to dress like Grandpa, but I don't want to dress like Pookie and Ray Ray either. Alright, I want to dress like a nice conservative guy, jeans, a polo shirt or something like that, but I don't want to be dressing like Grandpa with the Grandpa sweat on and fucking khaki pants and all this other bullshit. She gonna start to feel like she with her fucking dad. Alright, so that's from my experience, guys, that's been the biggest thing with younger women is the style. Don't dress like Grandpa. And for you younger guys, and for you, this is going to be pretty much for guys my age or older. All right. The next thing, guys, is you can't be acting like an old man. What do I mean like an old man? All right. It's Saturday night. You done had a long week. And you want this girl to lay in the bed and cuddle with your ass. Or y'all sitting on. This is a young girl. She want to go out and shake her fucking ass. All right? So if you 38, 39, 40 years old, I know your club days are probably over with. I understand that you dating a younger chick, that she's still in that stage. All right? If she 21, 22, 23, you was in that phase. That's what she in right now. All right? So don't expect a girl that's 21, 22, 23 to sit in the house with your old ass. All right? She want to get out and shake her ass. All right? So if you're an older guy and you got a young girl, you need to make sure you're out. She's going to probably love the club and shit like that right there. All right? I'm just letting you fucking know. All right? If you live this boring-ass lifestyle to where you like a homebody, unless she's already like that, but most 21, 22-year-old, let's be honest, they not like that, all right? None of us are all us done lived our life. Do I need to go to the club now every fucking weekend? Hell fucking no. But when I was 21, 22, I was in the fucking club every fucking weekend. Every fucking weekend, all right? So if you like younger women, you need to know they need to get out and shake their fucking ass, all right? The next thing you need to do, go back to acting like her fucking dad again. Talking about her future and all this other bullshit. Like, trying to mold her and a plan for the future. Man, that girl don't want nobody planning her future. Why you think she rebels from her parents and shit like that? All right? So you just be the life of the party. You just have fun. Don't be talking about, well, you need to go to school and we need to get you on 401. That girl don't want to hear that bullshit. All right? You acting like her fucking father. Be her lover, not her fucking father. Alright? Just have fucking fun. Get your ass out the house. That girl don't want to sit in the house and watch Lifetime movies with your ass. Alright? Get out, go party. That's what she want to do. And listen, if you're not cool with that, then don't try to date younger women. Alright? Date women your age. If you like, man, well, I'm not finna dress like that and I'm not finna do... Well, then fine. Date older, more mature women. Alright, you can't expect a 21-year-old to be in the same mindset as a 31-year-old. Alright, now with young women, if you're looking for young women, the best place to meet them would be the club. Alright, because they're young, and if you my age, where the hell am I going to meet younger women besides the gym or something like that? Because in my lifestyle, I'm not going to be at a lot of places that young girls go to. I'm not in college. So if at my age, at 38, I'm not going to do a lot of the things that young girls or young people be at and do a lot of the activities. So even though I don't like the club, and even though I think it's just a place where women go to get attention, if you're my age, it is going to be the best place to meet single women, all right? Besides the gym, all right? Besides the gym. Other than that, the club is the best place, all right? Even though I fucking hate it, and even though... But I, you know what? I take that back about mean women in the club. It's only bad mean women in the club when you go in there with the mindset of mean women. If you go in the club with the mindset of, man, I'm just going to enjoy my friend or just enjoy myself out, ain't nothing wrong with mean women in the club because you only fucking with them if they give you choosing signals. If you just randomly going up to women who in there just for fucking attention, then the club is horrible. Alright, so that's the thing with that. So I don't want to give the club a bad rap. It's only bad if you go in there with the mindset of chasing ass all night. If you go in there with the mindset of I'm just coming here to enjoy myself and you letting women choose, there you go. Alright, so that's the thing with that, guys. If you want to date, if you're an older guy and you want to date younger women, focus on that style. Get your ass out the fucking house. That girl do not want to be sitting in the fucking house with you on Saturday night watching Teenage Ninja Turtles and shit. Get your ass out the house. That girl want to go out and party and shit like that right there. Don't act like you her fucking father. Don't be sitting there trying to plan her fucking future. She ain't looking for a custodian, all right? She just want to fucking have fun, all right? If you do any of that shit, you're going to fucking turn her off, all right? And when I say dress, guys, I didn't fucking say you got to wear jerseys and some fucking hat because I know somebody in the comments going to fucking say it. That's not what the fuck I said, all right? You can dress like a man with jeans and a polo shirt on or something like that. Just don't dress like fucking grandpa with the fucking Kangol hat and all that other bullshit, all right? That's the thing with that, guys. Just never let her feel like you are she with her dad. That's the thing. That's the worst thing you can do. Well, you start to sound like her dad, and you start to look like her fucking dad. All right? But getting back to the advanced game, guys, if all my guys out there that got 4 or 5 girls, you want to deal with women that are cool and know you fuck, even if they got high interest, all right? Even if they got high interest, they can control it. They ain't pushing up on you. They ain't throwing out a little snide remarks. Oh, so you must have one of your girls over last night. Why you couldn't answer my phone? You don't want to hear that shit from women, guys. You don't want to hear that shit from women if you got a rotation, all right? You want women that understand that you're dealing with other women without it being said, all right? We all got rotations. We don't need no woman where we need to tell her constantly, yeah, I was with another girl. We will, but you want a woman that just know it. You don't want to have to constantly remind a bitch that, yeah, I'm dealing with other women, all right? I done dealt with that shit, guys. You want women that just know what it is, all right? So that's the thing with that. Make sure you shit tech these motherfuckers and weed they ass out. It ain't that wrong with a woman wanting a relationship. You want to weed the motherfuckers out that are looking for a relationship. I even put it to you guys like this. Ain't that wrong with you guys wanting a relationship. I just don't like when you guys are looking for a relationship. Listen, any of you guys out there just go across, you just living your life, and you meet this perfect fucking girl that's attend to you, she got stimulates your mind, she got her own fucking money, she suck a mean fucking dick, and she bad to you, and you like her personality, and you've been dating her for 6 months to a year, whatever the case may be, and you want to get in a relationship, I won't even hold that against none of you guys. All right? I won't even hold that against none of you guys. I just don't like when you guys go into a date looking for a relationship with the mindset of a relationship. I don't like when you guys go into the club looking for women. If it falls in your lap, so be it. I just don't like when you guys look for it. All right, that's the thing with that. So that's why we want to weed out women like that. We don't want women that are looking for fucking relationships. We want women that just letting it come to them. If it gets there, fine. If it don't, fine. When I'm on day naps, the worst thing I hate to see is when a girl say is looking for a relationship. All right, don't get me wrong, I fuck those bitches too, but I kind of get a good mindset of what I'm gonna be dealing with if she's looking for a relationship. All right, so that's the thing with that, guys. Weed them bitches out. All right, like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.